hug it. I don't want to lose her. I don't want to lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. I've got some passion to do. Yes, I have now. Sexy, like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Don't let me do it now. Don't stop for me to run it and get your hand. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her, with a pen to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Jenkins, and I will be hosting the program this evening. That was Jay Blackfoot, formerly with the Soul Children, a name that goes synonymous with the show, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, The Soul Children. I mean, that was a great name, you know, for a great group. But that was in the early days of soul music, back in the day when it was just beginning. These were the times of James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, and some of the great soul singers and R&B and regular pop singers of our time. These were some of the greats. And Jay Blackfoot and the Soul Children were a group with Stax Records out of Memphis, and they did their part to try to make it happen. Isaac Hayes and David Porter did a great job producing them and brought a few hits back, you know, to Soulville. Okay, well, we are kind of looking at soul music. We want everybody to look at it from the inception of soul music, from the beginning. These were some times that were very rough, and you know, in worldwide, with the civil rights movement coming into its maturity during that period of time. I mean, this was in the 60s, and Martin Luther King was still alive. He was had won the Nobel Peace Prize and did so many things to help his fellow American and fellow world person, you know, everybody in the world, because he didn't just narrow it down to one individual, one kind of person as far as race, creed, or color. It was everybody and the human rights that everybody deserved, along with the civil rights that should be each man's legacy. But we want to kind of look back at the soul music era and some of the things that occurred during that period of time. And like I say, we want to always want to try to start off with something that espouses peace. And Dr. King is one that we're trying to look at for a quick minute. We want to hear one of his speeches, and then we're going to get into some soul music on the heavy side. But we want to hear it. We want to hear his speech, and then we want to look at some of the soul music that came out during that period of time when he was trying and everybody was trying to bring the world just a little bit closer. So here's Dr. King and giving his great
happy to speech. Join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content, we'll have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is part of our bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. Yes. I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yes. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, yes, One day, writes Ad, in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
That was Dr. King and his great speech, "I Have a Dream." And that's something that was began during the soul music era. That happened at the inception of the soul music era, the 60s. The early 60s was a time when things began to really change. We saw it open. Here's a great singer from the 60s, early 60s, that was considered by a lot of the top R&B or soul music specialists at the time. I've heard Muhammad Ali and several other great figures at that time say that this was the greatest soul music singer ever, but that was at the beginning. So they felt that way then, but we've had quite a few since. But at the beginning of the soul music era, Mr. Sam Cooke was one of the top. Here he is, his great hit, "Change Is Gonna Come."
In a little tent, oh, and just like the
it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know.
That was from the beginning of the soul music era. We're going to do a little thing here. Okay, that was the beginning. We're going to play one that was right smack in the middle. And, man, they were hot. These guys, they were from, grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and went to Booker T. Washington. Lay it back.
Well,
Wind and Fire, middle of the soul music era. We're going to give you one that the end of the soul music era that was just balanced, more balanced to the ounce, who was Roger Troutman's version of soul at its depth. Roger Troutman, and that was a hit from the beginning. And we also want you to go to Amazon.com and look at An Excursion in Soul, a book. Look under books for An Excursion in Soul by Reginald Jenkins, and take a look at it. It's a great book, a true story. This is one of the songs that's in the book when J. Blackfoot single Taxi hits the number one spot in the jet chart, and This song right here was number 5 on the Jet chart, which this song here might have the greatest, been the name of the greatest album ever, well, it was the name of the greatest album ever recorded and most commercially successful album ever in the history of the world.
Without the battles for getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Jackson, the great Thriller, and Vincent Price, as he laughed his way out, but that was one of the great songs, and that like I said, during that period of time, it's in the book. You take a look in the book. Not exactly sure what page, but it was Jet Magazine. Thriller was number 5 in the chart, and I mean, he had Patti LaBelle, and it was a great, great situation in the chart. Jay Blackfoot was number 1 with Taxi. And this is the song that led up to Taxi. And it was the first song on the album called The Way of the City. And he is former soldier, and Jay Blackfoot leading this great hit in The Way of the City, which was the first song on the City Slicker album, featuring the hit single Taxi. Check the book out, An Excursion in Soul, and read all about what happened during that period of time. It was the end of the soul music era, and this was one of the songs that was some of the hits that were ending the era. Here he is, Jay Blackfoot, formerly with the Soul Children.
That is just a sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari to the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there. Made his way out to the west coast.
Mr. Jay Blackfoot, one of the staples of the soul music era. Here you go, another staple of the soul music era from the Stax record collection. Stax artist stable at that particular time, Mrs. Shirley Brown. She was with Soundtown at the time she cut this hit right here. And the title of the hit is Boyfriend. And she's going to tell you like it is. Shirley Brown with Boyfriend.
Ooh.
Shirley Brown, one of the greats from the soul music era. And like I said, take a look in the book, An Excursion in Soul, Amazon.com. And she's in there. She's one of the greats. She's one of the people that were in the Billboard charts on quite a few occasions. And that book documents that all the way out. So check it out. Here's another great from the soul music era. And he came out of that city up there that make all those cars, Motown, Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Marvin Gaye.
The blue skies go, poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from men? Can't you stand?
Marvin Gaye. And as we do every week, we wish you love, peace, and soul.
Hey, man, what's that?
Just as fast as you can.